high school, the only place you'll find nerds and jocks chilling in the same room, where there's fight clubs and book clubs in the same building, where you can find the plug selling something and the school thought giving dome all in the same bathroom. And surely one of the few places you can pursue your educational prowess and take it off that Benjamin in the same institution. High school, man. Love it or hate it, it's quite the experience. And although every single person will have a different experience at high school, there are some things you are guaranteed to encounter. Like the PE sweat, the nerd, that one strict ass teacher, the teacher's pet, the Redditor, the predator, the chill teacher, the plug, the stoner, that one motherfucker who walks like this, the class clown, the band kid, the kid who just never shows up. The hot Cheeto girl. That one sexy ass kid who, you got all the girls and you know what I'm saying? He was like super cool. The bathroom fiend. The, oh my god, I almost failed that test. I did so bad. Oh shit, same. I got a 51%. What about you? Oh my god, I only got a 98.5. The fighter. The anime kid. And the NPCs. Every single one of these individuals make up the magical place we call high school. You come into high school merely a young, innocent, and clueless child. But you leave even more clueless than before, bro. Like when we learned about pie in math class, my dumbass thought I was in culinary arts for 2 goddamn weeks. And that is pie. Chains, are you listening? Yeah, we're learning about pie. Then recite pie. Flour, egg, some fucking blueberry. Like coming into high school as a freshman, I was thinking, I can use my high school experiences and knowledge to figure out what I'm gonna do in life. Then shit, all of a sudden I'm graduated and my brain is filled to max capacity on bullshit. So now that you're graduated, what are you gonna do with your life?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
But one of the most majestic parts of high school is the bathrooms, bro. Like, it's a proven statistic that only 1 in 30 kids actually go to the bathroom to take a piss. And Lord knows what the other 29 are doing, bro. I mean, it could literally be anything from a secret fight club to a drug ring to a fucking Bible study. Like, nothing is out of the picture when it comes to high school bathrooms, bro. But the bathrooms are not the only place where some fuck shit goes down. Cause you know high school students love to see fights, so when there's the slightest hint of beef, there's a motherfucker instigating that shit. Oh shit, my bad, bro. Nah, it's all good, don't worry. Yo, personally, I wouldn't take that shit, bro. What? Nah, it's fine.
Like, he practically just called you a bitch.
Wait, really?
No, it was an accident.
Wait, what's that?
Oh shit, he just said he's smoking on your grandma's pack right now.
Hey, don't be talking about grams like that.
Ah, shit. But tell me why when some entertaining shit happens, I just happen to miss school that day. Like, I'll go every day of the month, but I get sick for one day? Damn, I'm glad as fuck I'm not at school right now. Yo.
Holy shit. Chains, where are you?
I'm in my bed right now. Why?
Ooh.
Jeremy and Tom are running the ones right now.
Fuck, the one day I didn't go.
Wait, what's that in the background?
Oh shit, yeah, they got Lil Uzi performing at school today.
What? Uzi's at our school?
Yeah, check it out.
Yo!
Oh, and they brought in Gordon Ramsay cooking up free lunch today as well.
What? Oh, and I almost forgot. Elon's pulling up and giving everyone Teslas.
No.
I'll see you later, man.
But listen, high school is nothing like these movies painted out to be. Like, all these movies portray the same shit, where Victoria and her goon squad make fun of Ruby, and where Chad and the football team shove Arthur in a locker. Like, I've only seen a motherfucker get shoved into a locker once in my life, and to be honest, I couldn't even see much of it. I mean, it was pretty fucking dark in that locker, bro. But for real, in high school, you don't have to worry about some big body taking your lunch money or some football kid slapping the books out of your hand. The worst thing you'll encounter on your average day at school is your local Redditor. I don't know how they do it, but somehow every joke they make is so unfunny that it just ruins my day, bro. Do you smell that?
Yeah, Jeremy. That's what happens when you don't shower in 2 months.
No, it smells like sussy baka. Like Among Us. But not to confuse Redditors with Discord mods. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing, but Discord mods shower even less.
To be honest, there is truly only one thing mustier than a Discord mod, and that's the cafeteria food, bro. I mean, this food is completely and utterly ass. Like, somehow these motherfuckers manage to get the food cold and the drinks warm. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? And my high school would serve some daily specials, and to be honest, that shit was unidentifiable. Like, you'd see this pile of mysterious substance, and I'd ask the person who made it what it is, like, what's the special today? You're holding it right now, dumbass. No, but like, what is it? Oh, I don't fucking know. And my school refused to pay people to make good food, so they had students making all the food. So you'd be eating a burger and look up at the person making them, and they'd just be casually scratching their ass. And even with all this free labor, tell me how these motherfuckers have the audacity to be charging $6 for 3 chicken strips, bro. That's $2 for one small, soggy piece of some shit that's probably not even chicken. I mean, that shit is a robbery. And speaking of robbery, the high school change rooms are shockingly similar to Detroit. And we all know, you can't have shit in Detroit. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone, bro. Your iPhone, gone. $5, finessed. 2-week-old rotten sandwich. Someone's taking that shit. And to be honest, even if you lock that shit up, it's still at high risk. But like, let me paint the picture a little bit. This is PJ. PJ locks all his beloved belongings in his good old PE locker before heading to play some soccer. After scoring a hat trick, PJ comes back to the change room to reacquire his belongings, only to find out someone took PJ's whole goddamn locker. PJ was devastated. Until he remembers, he can check the school's security cameras.
Yeah, take a look.
Yeah, take that shit, take that. Yeah, we'll.
PJ never got his shit back. Now, I don't know about your guys' high schools, but mine was equipped with security cameras everywhere, covering every square inch of the school. But these cameras had the resolution of a fucking toaster. Like, you could have a motherfucker commit a heinous crime. He could proceed to put his face in the camera, state his government name, address, and date of birth, and you would still have no clue who did it, bruh. And of course, the teachers. Teachers have the ability to make or break your high school experience. So real quick, let me go over some of the teachers you will encounter in high school. The angry teacher. The chill teacher. The lazy ad teacher. The funny ad teacher. The teacher who doesn't know how to teach shit. Miss Cakenson. The teacher who wants to be the chill teacher, but shit just doesn't work. That teacher that plays videos all class. The gym teacher with several allegations. The weird science teacher. And the teacher who subscribed to Chains for Real. Wow, what a G. And that's high school in a nutshell. When you link a girl and you both bring a friend. Man, what could possibly be better than a 2-man mission?
3-man mission.
And when you go on a 3-man mission, you need to be able to trust those homies with your life, bro. Cause I don't know why, but 100% of the time you go on a 3-man mission, somebody's gotta take one for the team, bro. Like, it's just inevitable. And if your homie isn't willing to eat the shit sandwich in order to see the gang succeed, the entirety of the gang is eating the shit sandwich, bro. And on top of that, you need your homies to have your back when you crack a shitty ass joke. Cause if you're in a group of 6 people and not a soul laughs, yeah, nah, you're done, bro. Like, you're cooked. You're sautéed, bro. Like, pack it up, it's over with. Like, yo guys, what do you get when you mix human DNA with goat DNA? Oh my god, what do you get? Wait, no, let me guess. No, I don't know. What do you get?
Kicked out the petting zoo.
Fuck, I sold.
Actually, that's a really good joke.
Facts. Wait, it was?
And lucky for me, I got the 2 most perfect dudes for the job. Bob and Billy, so you know we were no strangers to the game. Like, we had 99 chemistry, bro. We were like Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman, setting up these plays, passing, alley-ooping, and dunking that shit. In these streets, they called us the real Big 3, and one day, the real Big 3 hopped on a plane to Mexico. And this story takes place way back like a month ago. And this story doesn't just contain one three-man. Not two three-mans, but three different three-man missions. And with these three different chances, will me, Bob, and Billy be able to find love in Mexico? Or will we get set up and kidnapped by the cartel? Find out coming up on this episode of Billy, Bob, and Chains.
Wait a minute.
So, boom! We get to Mexico and we're staying at an Airbnb, so we start with all the essentials. We unpack, get some food, check out the rooms, download Tinder, play some music, get settled in, you know, shit like that. And some of you may be thinking, damn, Chains, Tinder? Shit, I didn't know you were down bad like that.
And let me just clear this up, alright? I'm not, okay?
I'm down horrendous. And you really don't know me at all if you thought I was gonna leave Mexico without running a three-man with the homies. So I'm just doing what I gotta do. Don't hate the player, hate the game. So we got there on a Monday, and for the first few days, we're exploring, we're trying some food, going to the beaches. It's great, you know, a bunch of nice and relaxing shit. But at night, it was grind time, bro. I was swiping more than a girl with daddy's money, and I was shooting more shots than Drizzy Drake at his local middle school. So by the time Thursday rolled around, I secured the first
three-man mission
of the trip. And when I told the boys, they were hyped as fuck. I mean, Bob was so excited, dude almost made a facial expression. So before we went out, we had to get teed up. And lucky for us, we spent half our food budget on a few bottles of vodka. So we're absolutely down in that shit until our Uber pulls up. We hop in the Uber and get dropped off by some bars where we plan to meet the girls. Now keep in mind, at this point, all I've seen of this girl is pictures. And you know there's a brutal catfishing epidemic going on. So let's just say it's completely in the realm of possibility that I set up a link with three big buff Mexican dudes. And Lord knows I'm crossing my fingers. like hopefully there's like no big buff Mexican. I don't want the big buff Mexican dude. So my heart dropped to my balls when I got a tap on my shoulder and turned around to see a not so buff Mexican dude with another not so buff Mexican dude with the three girls.
Oh, no, don't worry. These are just my friends, by the way. Hey.
Hi. Oh,
that
shit.
Makes
okay.
Yeah, what's up?
And not only was I relieved that she wasn't a jack dude, but she was fine, nice, and she spoke English. Same with Bob's girl and Billy. Yeah, nah, he had to take one for the team for sure.
Hey, bro, I'm sorry, but this is just the way the cookie crumbled. Shit, bro, can we get another cookie?
It's too late, bro, it's already crumbled. And Billy took that shit like a champ, bro. So all eight of us go to a bar, and we're just talking, getting to know each other and shit. And I notice Billy just keeps the tequila shots coming. I mean, we were only 10 minutes into the conversation, but this dude is 10 shots deep at this point. And all of a sudden, this dude starts laying down that Google Translate riz, and he's dropping hard emojis and shit, and I'm like, damn, respect. I mean, he's taking this extremely well. And after about 30 minutes of talking to this girl, I look over at Billy and I start to see some wild ass emojis being thrown around. Like,
oh shit, Bob. Yo, I think Billy forgot he's the one taking one for the team.
So me and Bob cut him off of the tequila, and then my girl is like,
hey, do you guys want to come over to our place?
Hell yeah!
Is he alright?
Yeah, he's fine.
So we hop in their whip and go to their crib. And at this point, it's getting kinda late. So we're just chilling, listening to music and things of that nature. When me and Bob realize Billy and his girl are nowhere to be seen. So I turn to Bob and I'm like,
yo, should we stop him?
Damn, bro, you're right. We can't let him do that shit. And listen, bro, I've never been the type of dude to cock block, but if it's the homie who's about to interlock with the chalk chick at this o'clock, I'll walk up, knock and lock, and block that cock if I have to. And so I did just that. I walked up, knocked, of course, unlocked the door, and respectfully, I blocked that cock.
Yo, what are you doing?
I'm taking one for the team, remember?
Nah, I think the team's doing just fine,
but
bro.
But you know me, I was gonna do it for the team, like for
nah,
the-
Nah, I don't think the team needs this one, gang.
No, remember, I'm supposed to be, like, taking it for the team, like, this is for the-
Yeah, you right.
Let's just go home, Billy.
No, wait. Well, how are we gonna get home? We're in Mexico.
Man, shut the-
So we said our goodbyes, got in the Uber, and man,
I felt like a basketball coach whose son just lost to a special needs team, bro.
Hey, listen, bro. I had a lot of tequila tonight. I'm sorry. I just
Billy, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Damn, bruh.
And the next morning, we woke up, and I'm not gonna lie, we felt it a little bit, especially Billy. Billy was in physical and mental agony. But we have a secret method to get rid of any hangover instantly. It's called vodka. So we're practically eating this bottle for breakfast, and once everyone was healed up, we hit the beach and had a fantastic day. It was stupendous, really, and once the sun started to set, we got some food, and man, it was gas, bro. I had the best nachos of my life, and as I'm consuming this orgasmic meal, I get a little notification on my phone from a new girl.
Yo, you got any friends?
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, hell yup. Then she's like,
I'm going out with some friends tonight. You guys should come.
And I'm like, hell yup. And just like that, we secured our second
three-man mission.
We absolutely house that fucking meal, go back to the crib, get ready, tee up, you know the drill. We hop in the Uber and get dropped off in the same area where the clubs and bars are to meet these girls. And when we get there, Bob and Billy are both praying they don't gotta take one for the team this time. And I'm there just chilling like, yo, this is why I set up the three mans, cause then I never have to take one for the
chains. Is that you?
Shit. Who's asking?
It's me, Sarah.
Oh, no way. Really? like really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. You must be looking for the other chains. No, don't worry. This happens all the time.
No. Chains for real. Yeah, look at this. This is you.
Oh, fuck. Would you look at that?
I guess it is me.
Fuck. Like, shit, I don't know how she did it, but she got my ass, bro. I got catfished nicely. But I guess it was just my turn to take one for the team. And I look up at who she brought, and she pulled up with four straight dimes for the homies to choose from. Like, bro, why me?
So we're walking, and the girl I'm temporarily associated with is like,
hey, let's go to the club.
Yeah, let's go.
So we go to this club, eight people deep, and the girls are like,
yeah, let's buy a bottle.
Where's your money?
¿Qué? No entiendo.
Wait. I could have swore you spoke English.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm fluent for sure. Yeah.
You said you wanted a bottle, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. You got bottle money?
Ah, no entiendo. No hablo inglés.
And now I'm starting to get the vibe that whole time, these girls just wanted a free bottle. And as soon as I start catching on, she starts upping her game like,
oh my God, you're so strong. Look at these muscles.
So I go to give Billy one of those side eyes. And when I look over, these motherfuckers are completely lost in the sauce.
Yeah, I'm buying a bottle. Everyone, bottles on me.
So Billy pulls me aside like,
yo, we gotta split a bottle, bruh.
Nah, I'm really not fucking with this girl.
Come on, bruh, please. I need it, bruh. Just take one for the team. Come on, take one for the team.
All right, bruh, I'll split it with you.
Thank you, bro.
I got you.
So are you guys getting a bottle?
Yeah. We're getting a bottle.
Oh my God, you're so strong and you're a baller.
Yeah.
Baller? The fuck?
I don't know, bro. She's weird as hell.
Yo, can I get a bottle for this table?
Yeah, for sure. What do you want?
Listen, bro. Just give me the cheapest shit you got.
Oh, I feel you, bro. Times are tough, you know? That'll be $1,100.
Goddamn. That's a lot of pesos, bro.
Pesos?
Yeah, like $1,100. That's a lot of pesos.
Nah, amigo, that's USD.
Plus $500 to walk it to you with the Chicago fee of $350, and for the tip,
it'll just cost you your left testicle.
Oh, no, that's my favorite nut, bruh.
Yo, Billy, we don't got it like that.
Yeah, hell no. Let's just not get it, bruh. At least these girls are already fucking with us without it, though, right?
Yeah, facts. Yo, we're not gonna get the bottle.
Oh, why not?
You can just buy it. It's not that big a deal.
Nah. It's cause we, we don't got enough money.
They fucking dipped, bro.
Quick as hell, too. They all just evacuated, bruh.
No, bruh. That was my wifey.
And I'm just over here thinking, damn, I'm just glad I didn't have to see that shit through, bruh.
But Billy, yeah, he was really going through it.
Until he got distracted by some other random girls in the club. So at this point, all three of us are on the dance floor, absolutely fucking that shit up, when I start getting spammed on my phone. So I go to check who it is, and it's the gold digger girl, like,
hey, we all went to the club right beside it, but we can all split this bottle. It'll be $86 per person, plus tip, that'll be $95 each.
And she's literally telling me the whole price breakdown of this bottle. She pretty much just sent my ass an invoice. And I'm like, hell nah, I don't care if that shit would have been free. There is no way I'm ever gonna see this girl ever again. And then I get a tap on my shoulder, and it's three big bucks.
Mexican dude.
I'm just playing. It was the gold digger girl, but this time I probably would have preferred the buff dudes. Cause this girl grabs me by the arm, pulls me outside with all her homies, and starts breaking down the price again.
Okay, the bottle is $700, but you just gotta pay $95 each, okay?
Yeah, we're in. Let's do it.
No, what? Billy, chill.
So I call an emergency meeting with the homies, and we huddle up, and I'm like, listen, you guys can go with them if you want, but there's no way I'm going and paying for this girl's bottle. Fuck that, bro. You're right. We could find something better for sure. So we jump ship. Absolutely abort mission.
Yo, what's that over there?
I'm not stupid. I'm not falling for that shit.
Nah, is that Jeff Bezos handing out free bottles to catfishes?
Wait, what? Where? So we evacuate and start roaming the streets when I get a tap on my shoulder. I take a deep breath. Turn around, and it's the girls from the OG3, man. Like,
oh my god, Chains, what are the chances?
Yo, what's up? And me and Bob are hyped, but Billy's over here having traumatic anime flashbacks and shit.
You guys should come with us. We know the best spot here.
Oh shit, yeah. Bet. Fuck. So they take us to this club bar thing, and it's fucking bumping, but as soon as we get inside, Billy disappears, bro. And I don't even blame him. He's staying as far away from this girl as possible, not because he's scared of what she's gonna do, but because deep down, he's scared of what he might do. But regardless, me and Bob continue to respectfully obliterate the dance floor for about an hour straight, and then the girls are like, hey, it's getting kinda late, so we're gonna head out now.
I bet.
Wait. Yeah. And once me and Bob had officially decimated the dance floor beyond repair, we realized there's an upstairs that leads to a balcony. So of course me and Bob go to explore that shit. And as we walk out onto the balcony, we see Billy with this one girl who looks our age, who happens to have a friend who also looks our age. And once again, Billy is absolutely laying down that Google Translate riz, but this time he's really cooking. So me and Bob start talking to her friend named Mia. I get her Instagram, and then Billy's like, all right, let's go. The Uber's here.
Uber? Uber to where?
Oh, my bad. I forgot to tell you, but Camilla and me are coming back to the B&B.
What the fuck?
Don't you think we gotta discuss shit like that?
Nah.
Bro, what?
All right, Uber's here. Let's go.
So Billy and the girls go to the Uber, but me and Bob stay back to discuss what the actual fuck is going on right now.
Yo, this is a bad idea, right?
But we can't let them do this shit alone. Shit, Bob. Do we even have a choice? So we leave the bar and start walking to the Uber when this girl stops me and she's like,
hi, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Chains. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Sophia.
And Sophia's trying to make some small talk and shit like that, but Billy's already waiting in the Uber, so I'm like,
well, it was nice to meet you, but I gotta go.
Oh, well, let me get your Instagram real quick. So I give her my phone, she follows herself, and then gives me my phone back. And when I lay my eyes on the screen, I realize we have a mutual, and I'm just surprised because we're in Mexico, bruh. So I go to check who it is, and it's Mia. And at this moment, everything started piecing itself together to make our third three-man mission. So I'm like,
yo, you know Mia?
Oh, Mia? That's like my best friend. Why?
Word? You mean this Mia?
No, oh my god, way. Mia! So Sophia hops in the whip and we're all just talking, and then Mia says,
yeah, so like, we don't have work tomorrow.
Oh shit, do you guys work together?
Yeah, we do.
Damn, what do you guys do?
Oh, you know, we dance.
What, where do you guys dance?
Like in the club?
Oh shit. Yeah, that's what's up. Yo, how old are you guys, by the way?
21.
24.
25.
Damn! Sorry, do you guys happen to have any, you guys happen to have kids by chance?
Of course, I have two.
I have a baby boy.
One of them is a 3-year-old
boy.
I also have two daughters.
Oh, fuck. Yo, Bob, you think it's too late to, abort mission? And I don't know how, but none of that information seemed to faze Billy in the slightest. Cause now he's out here making out with this girl, like, fuck them kids, bro. And the whole car ride, I'm just thinking, what the fuck is going on, bro? But soon enough, we arrive. We all hop out of the whip, go to our B&B, put in the code for the lockbox, get the key, unlock the door, and go inside. Now for context, the crib had two couches and a master bedroom. And that bedroom is where I used to sleep, and I say used to because as soon as we got to the B&B, Billy and Camila went straight to my room and start playing patty cake. Loud as hell too, and so all of us are just sitting on the couch like, hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Fuck.
And this motherfucker, Billy, was just making up for every single time he had to take one for the team. And after the longest 20 minutes of my life, Billy walks out of the room smiling from ear to ear like,
what? Well, why is everyone looking at me? Shit, you guys could hear that?
Then Billy cops the girls an Uber, they dip, and I'm looking at Billy like,
bro, what? Like, what the actual fuck just happened?
Hey, man, listen. It's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Nah, bro, you are crazy.
And at this point, it was probably 4 a.m. or something. So I go to my room to look at where I'm supposed to sleep. And there's a bunch of lubed up rappers on my bed. And I'm not talking Diddy. So needless to say, after a long night, I slept on the couch. And we all woke up rotten, bro. So rotten, even the vodka method wouldn't work. So we decided if anything could make us feel better, it would be a plate of the world's best nachos. So we get ready, leave the crib, and then Billy's like,
yo, who's got the key?
Shit, I don't got it.
Bob, you got it?
I mean, it's probably on the counter where we always put it, right?
Yeah, facts.
We check the counter, it's not there. We check the tables, not there. We check the couches, bedroom, kitchen, nowhere to be seen. So we scavenged the entirety of the Airbnb. We even looked through every single bag of garbage and it was nowhere.
Bro. Did those girls finesse our key?
Nah. Camilla wouldn't do some shit like that.
She would, bro.
Yeah,
you don't even know
bro,
her.
No,
this
she
is
wouldn't.
Your
How
fault.
Would you,
you
know
brought
her
her
to
you don't
the
know
crib.
Her, bro.
She
I know her better
club.
Than you know
I
her.
Chill. Mia texted me. She said, let's go to the pool today.
Oh, shit. Camilla texted me the same thing.
Damn.
And in my head, I'm thinking about it, and I'm putting everything together.
Shit.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so.
These girls stole the key and invited us to the pool so the crib would be empty so they could get three big buff Mexican dudes to pull up and loot the crib.
Fuck, I knew
it. Damn, she got my ass, bruh.
So hell no, we didn't go to the pool with them, and for the next few days, we were on high alert. We would only leave the crib in pairs, and one dude would stay back, strapped up with kitchen knives, ready to take on three big buff Mexican dudes.
Pause.
Until it was Monday, the night before our flight home. So we're packing everything, getting ready to go home, and I hear Billy shout, Chains?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, guess what I got, bruh?
Chlamydia?
No.
Gonorrhea?
What? No.
Herpes?
No, it's in my suitcase.
Your suitcase got herpes?
No, it's the key. How the fuck?
I don't know.
Yo, really quick, I wanted to say this video is inspired by Mostly True, the 7 Levels of High video. If you haven't seen it already, go check it out. And I'm not the most experienced smoker, but I generally have 3 stages of being high. The first stage is baked. At this level, you'll start to feel some of the usual effects, like having a dry mouth or dry eyes, but you're still like a normal functioning member of society. It'll make you a little bit happier than usual, make you a little bit more relaxed. But you know that voice in your head that talks whenever you think? It's like it gives that voice a microphone. Your thoughts pretty much just become louder and kind of more important in a way. But one of the major side effects that will hit you at this stage is munchies. You're gonna have the urgent desire to absolutely annihilate your cabinet. Your appetite is crazy, but all the food gets like a power up. A $2 junior chicken from McDonald's becomes a delicacy, bro. And on God, I'm not fat, but when I'm baked, I could eat like 10 of them. And that brings me to stage 2, faded. As soon as you're faded, your thoughts ascend to a different realm of thinking, bro. It's like being baked, except everything is more. Like, the munchies increase, the dry mouth gets drier, and your eyes get more red and more dry. At this point, it's like when you're at the dentist, you know, they use that little vacuum thing to suck all the, like, moisture out of your mouth. And then you're left, like, with your mouth just dry as fuck. And you're kind of just sitting there, like... And if when you're baked, it's like your thoughts got a microphone. Now it's like you gave your thoughts, like, a megaphone with big-ass speakers.
I want hot Cheetos.
At this point, a lot of people get paranoid, especially if you're in a public setting, because you're just trying to act as normal as possible, but you're just not a normal functioning member of society at this point. Now, if you were going really crazy, you might make it to stage 3. And now I do have to reiterate that for stage 3 especially, this is just my experience. Now, with that being said, stage 3.
Schlumped.
Your soul and essence has fully ascended. The real world is nothing but noise. You truly and fully ascended into the astral plane. You are one with the planets. You are one with the sun. You are one with the universe. Now after that shit, you're probably gonna feel high for like the next week at least. Personally, I would not recommend this stage because I definitely lost some brain cells from that experience. But shit, bro, maybe there was just something else in the weed.
There's a lot of awkward things in life, like the handshake fist bump dilemma, or waving back to someone who is waving to the dude behind you, or the you too situation. Enjoy your meal, sir. Thanks, you too. Actually, wait, no. But on this long list of things that will keep you up at night, I feel like school dances lands itself in the top three, bro. Cause it's like, is it a party or is it a school event? Are we hitting a Dougie or are we just standing awkwardly in the corner? There's just too many questions, bro. Like another question, who the fuck hired this guy to be the DJ? Like I don't know how much they pay this dude, but it can't be anything over 50 bucks. I remember at my first middle school dance, I seen the DJ walk in with all his gear and shit and I thought, damn, look at those big ass speakers. This dude knows what he's doing for sure. Hey, Stickman Middle, are we ready to turn up?
Yeah.
Let's go. One, two, three, let's go. So I walk over there to give bro some song requests that he so desperately needs, and as I walk up to this dude's expensive ass setup, I look down at his laptop and this motherfucker's on Spotify and he's moving around the volume slider like he's doing some shit. Like bro, I could have done this shit for free. Nah, trust me bro, I know what I'm doing, dude.
Want a break from the ads?
Now to be honest, it was really the middle school dances that had me fucked up. Like you took a bunch of self-conscious, prepubescent little kids and threw on some music and told them to dance with each other. Like shit, of course they're gonna start hitting those Fortnite emotes, bro. That's all they know how to do. Like these grade sixes are fresh out of elementary school. There's no way you'll catch one of these youngins asking a girl to dance. Like they're still scared of catching cooties, bro. Or what about the grade sevens? These kids were straight menaces. Like I remember at my grade seven dance, there was a duo. We'll call them Greg and Roderick. Greg and Roderick would run up on some unsuspecting students, and Greg would slide behind them on his hands and knees, and Roderick would casually strike up a conversation. And just when the poor guy was expecting it least, Roderick would shove his ass, causing the unsuspecting victim to trip and eat shit. And they went around to damn near everyone pulling this shit, until one time they messed with the wrong dude. Hey bro, it's just a prank. Now grade eights. These boys are damn near in high school. They don't dance. It'll ruin their street cred, bruh. Instead, they prefer mosh pits. Rap, EDM, fucking smooth jazz. It doesn't matter what song. These grade eights will be relentlessly jumping up and down for no apparent reason. And soon, these grade eights will turn into freshmen. All that street cred they once had, gone. If you push one of these freshmen into the middle of a dance circle, he'll stress so hard, he'll start malfunctioning and hit those fucking Fortnite dances again. Now, grade 10s. Most of these grade 10s are a little self-conscious, but if you throw one of them into the dance circles...
Let's go, Michael! Whoa,
let's see it, dude.
Let's go!
Guys, what? I don't know how to dance.
Just Michael, let's go, Michael! Fuck.
Well, I guess I can bust out a few dance moves. All of a sudden, dude's got moves like Jagger. Come to find out, bro's been practicing for this moment in his room for months. So once these grade 10s soon become sophomores, those YouTube tutorials start paying off for real. And if they're lucky, they might even catch some cooties, bro. And these seniors just simply don't give a fuck.
Bro, watch this. I'm about to hit the worm.
What? You know how to hit the worm?
No.
Damn. And I'm not done flaming this fucking DJ. Like, this dude be leaving my balls more blue than Squidward. Pause.
Oh,
hell. Is that lo-fi? And then out of nowhere, really quick, the DJ will throw on some heat and it'll have everybody turning up. But just as fast as Pop Smoke got that shit jumping, Ed Sheeran shut that bitch right back down. Like, mixing drill with the Shape of You has to be some sort of felony, bro. Like, tell me this dude deserves to roam the streets freely after pulling some shit like that. In fact, funny story, I had seen the DJ after the dance in the parking lot spot one time, and we walked up and we jumped the fuck out of him. All right, but not all DJs were out here committing war crimes on my ears. Like, you know, the DJ was onto some shit when he got the students and the teachers turning up. Like, you play the right song and these teachers will forget they're on chaperoning duty. Shit, even the principal will start wilding out. Once you got the right song playing, motherfuckers will get hype over anything. Like, remember how hype it was when someone would land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? Shit, remember how hype it was when someone didn't land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? These motherfuckers were excited as ever, like they didn't just witness a dude snap his neck. Poor guy's probably getting trampled down there. Rest in peace. Sacrificed his life for a few Snapchat memories. But you know that one song, that when the DJ throws that hoe on, everybody knows what to do. Motherfuckers will run in from the bathroom, teachers will hop in, the Redditors will hop off the bleachers, and the school dance will be looking like something straight out of High School Musical. Bro, speaking of High School Musical, back in the day I knew a dude named Troy. I fucked with Troy, but let's just say he had a little bit of a lean gut. He was built like T Grizzly. Nah, fuck that. He was built like DJ Khaled. And I remember this dude, Troy, was just coming off a school suspension. But for whatever reason at the dance, this motherfucker must have been looking for another one. Because Troy came up to me talking about how he was going to beat Jordan Johnson's ass at the dance tonight. And honestly, I ain't believing him. So once the dance came around, he was beefing JJ every chance that he got. Until soon, JJ wasn't going to stand for it. Now, a school dance is simply the best time for a school fight to take place for the dude who wins. For the dude who loses, you literally have every single motherfucker in your school gathered in one place to get several different 4K angles of you getting pieced up. So Troy was really putting everything on the line here, because JJ was known for handing out whoopings like food stamps. But to be fair, Troy loved food. Regardless, JJ wasn't scared. In fact, he threw the first punch. Boom. But Troy ate that shit like a Wendy's 4-for-4 combo. And instantly, the entire school gathered in a circle. The circle was so big, there was no escaping. They were gonna have to fight to the death. But the DJ was so locked in that he was completely oblivious to what was happening. He was playing some happy-go-lucky-ass shit.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Damn.
Yeah.
Get his ass.
Let's go.
Beat his
go
ass, Troy. JJ. I'm Jordan Johnson.
Now, the moral of that story is don't get into a fight at the school dance. Unless you know you're gonna win. Now, on another note, asking someone to dance is a very important topic when it comes to school dances. Now, girls, I'm sorry, I can't help you with this one. I've never asked a dude to dance before. But boys, shit, I can't help you either. I'm like 0 for 15 with this shit. But I do know someone who can. I'm talking about the homie Bob. So Bob, how do you ask a girl to dance?
Watch and learn.
Is this motherfucker moonwalking right now? Oh shit. Oh, what the fuck? Hey man.
What? Who are you?
Dreams. We all have them whether you remember them or not. And at one point in our lives, we've all dreamt about the same shit, bro. Like your teeth falling out, or running through your school butt booty naked, or being reincarnated as a chicken laying eggs. But when you really step back and think about what sleeping is, it's mad weird, bro. Like imagine an alien crash landed on Earth and saw a bunch of motherfuckers sleeping, like...
Yo, why is everyone dead?
Oh, no, they're not dead, they're just sleeping.
Man, what the fuck is sleeping?
Yeah, so basically they just play dead for 8 hours and live false realities in their heads and shit.
Strange.
Yeah, like you see this guy, he's probably dreaming about sunshine and rainbows.
Get down!
You see this dude? He's having a nightmare for sure.
Oh, and this dude? Yo, this dude's definitely fucking, bro. I'm a
caterpillar. Damn, that's crazy.
Now, we all know there's only three questions in life that have yet to be answered. What's the meaning of life? What's Obama's last name? And why do we dream? Dude, it's all your subconscious talking to you, man. You just gotta find the true meaning of each dream, dude.
Bro, what the actual fuck could this possibly mean, bruh?
You're autistic.
Anyways, the craziest part about dreams is the fact you're the one telling the story, and you're the one listening to that shit. My dumbass still falls for the plot twist every time, bruh. I'll never forget this one dream I had back in grade 6, where me and my two homies were walking. Don't know where, don't know why, but as we're walking, a dude in a big white van pulls up talking about,
"Hey, if you kids come in my van, I'll give you some candy."
Shit, I mean, I'd come in your mouth for the whole bang.
So obviously, we hop in, and the driver looks absolutely cracked out, talking about,
"Hey kids, eat this candy."
And so we unwrap this piece of candy, and it's literally just a razor blade, bro. Like, he didn't even try and hide that shit.
Nah, I think I'll have to pass on this one.
Alright, then eat this piece of candy.
This is a perk 30. You got any Reese's cups?
I got Reese's cups. Here.
Sir, this is just a Glock covered in peanut butter.
Alright, fine, take this.
Shit, okay.
So we eat this unsuspicious looking candy and instantly start tripping balls, bruh. Like, the van is deforming, we're seeing rainbows and shit, and worst of all, we see this big ass grin on the driver's face. And I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said some crazy shit like,
"Get ready, I'm coming for them cheeks."
It was more like
"Looks like your private square just went public."
Okay, no, that wasn't it either. It was something more like
"You boys ever had your buns stuffed like a meat mountain from Arby's?"
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what he said, but all I know is if we didn't act fast, we were getting our cheeks snatched up, bro. So Billy's like, "Yo, quick, call your dad." So I'm rushing to start calling my dad, and this is the most dream logic shit ever, cause I don't even got a dad, bruh. And this is where my own brain hit me with the meanest plot twist I never saw coming. Cause as I'm calling my dad, the driver's phone starts ringing, bruh.
Bomba Club.
Now I don't remember the rest, but the fact my own brain hit me with some Star Wars Darth Vader type plot twist, god damn, bruh, that shit was a movie. But still, I probably got my shit touched, so I'm gonna have to leave this as a B-tier dream, bro.
B-tier? What the fuck could possibly be worse than a crackhead tickling your pickle, bro?
Now, those motherfuckers could be their own torture method, bro. These are dreams that just have you stuck in an infinite time loop doing the same shit over and over and over and over in C-tier, bro.
Now, lucid dreams.
Lucid dreams are deadass just playing life on creative mode, bro. Because in my long life, I've only had 3 lucid dreams, and every single one of them was lit as fuck, bruh. Now the problem is I can only start lucid dreaming when my original dream is just a little too strange. Like,
"Hey, you're cute. Can I get your number?"
"What? You want my number?"
"Yeah."
I must be lucid dreaming.
Ow, what the fuck?
Shit, it's so real, bro. I could do anything. I could probably fucking fly.
Alright, Chains, this is not a dream. You're under arrest for battery and assault.
But for real, my first lucid dream started when I was posted up in a basement with Michael Jackson.
"Yo, aren't you supposed to be, like, dead and shit?"
"Oh shit, I must be dreaming." And so to test the waters, I start spawning in random shit on the spot, and this is the moment I realized the possibilities were endless, bruh. I could do whatever I wanted, and so I spawned in a honey pack, and I spawned in Lola Bunny, and I-
S-tier. Lucid dreams are S-tier, bruh. Wet dreams are too.
Now, we got a few popular reoccurring dreams on our hands, like running through your school butt booty naked. Now, back in the day, this dream used to have me scared shitless, bro. I was like, "Oh shit, where's my pants? Yo, what's my crush gonna think? What are the boys gonna say?"
But ever since graduating high school,
that dream has me scared even more shitless, bro, because now it's like, "Oh shit, yo, what's the police gonna think?
Let's punch your back.
Bro, what's the judge gonna say, bro?"
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking C-tier.
Teeth falling out,
B-tier.
Random adventures with your homies, A-tier, bro. Bebop and Billy have fought bears together, we've been to the Nether, we've even fucked around and ran a 3-man on the Totally Spies cast. Like, these dreams are so lit that when I wake up in my raggedy old
lonely ass bed.
I'd be trying to go back to sleep to continue the plot, bruh.
Look who came back for that Meat Mountain, boy.
Oh, hell no.
You better run.
Bruh, I'm trying.
Now, trying to run in your dreams. Man, this shit really pisses me off, bro. Because I never told anybody this, but I was the fastest kid in my elementary school. So when I'm dreaming and I got two hordes of zombies, Michael Myers, and fucking Diddy himself chasing after me, tell me why my ass starts running like the fastest kid in the special needs class, bruh.
So trying to run in your dreams has got to be C tier, right next to all the common shit like falling, drowning, losing your phone, explosive diarrhea all over your bed.
Damn, bruv, shitting your pants, fever dreams, and being butt booty naked around a bunch of minors is C tier. What the hell is D tier, bro?
Sleep paralysis.
This might be the scariest thing that can possibly exist, bruh.
You're telling me at 4 a.m. I could open my eyes, unable to move, while struggling to breathe, and start seeing demon shadow figures while hearing screams in the distance, bruh.
Fucking Z-tier, bro. What the fuck?
Now I'm grateful I never had to experience that shit, because the fact that while you're paralyzed, you'll start to see the scariest thing your brain could possibly imagine is beyond me, bro.
Knowing me, I'd be there enjoying my beauty sleep, dreaming of me and the boys playing fucking Mario Kart or some shit, and I would open my eyes stunned, unable to move, when slowly a devious creature begins revealing itself out of the closet, casting a shadow over top of me until I can see exactly what it is.
Looks like someone ordered a Meat Mountain.
Awkward conversations. We all know them and we all hate them. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? You already asked me that.
Damn, you right. You right.
So, how's your day going?
My pet frog just died.
Damn, that's tough.
I find myself taking the most inconvenient routes to avoid an awkward conversation. Like, I can't really explain the feeling of an awkward conversation, but it's just mildly uncomfortable. Like, I would compare the discomfort levels of an awkward conversation to wearing wet socks. Like, it's not the end of the world. But let's keep it real, no one wants to wear wet socks. And honestly, I would take a slightly inconvenient path if it meant I would not have to wear wet socks. Also, I feel like there's some other situations that are in the awkward conversation family that I also hate. For example, the handshake fist bump dilemma.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you.
Yeah.
Oh, fist bump. Oh.
Oh, no, sorry,
nah,
sorry.
God damn it.
After you experience one of these bad boys, you'll be thinking about it cringing for the next hour. And if you're anything like me, you might even lose some sleep over it.
Man, why the fuck they're not going for the handshake, bruh? Obviously it was a handshake.
And what about the good old you said goodbye to the person you're talking to, but you guys both walk the same way situation? I mean, this situation is the perfect way to ruin a smooth conversation.
Yeah, man, it was really nice to see you.
Yeah, for sure. See you later, bro.
All right, peace out.
all right, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Shit, we're still walking the same way? I'll just turn this way so it's not awkward. Man, what the fuck?
And even if I say goodbye to someone and we're still in the same general location, I will avoid them at all costs. Like once me and my brother were chilling at Walmart and we saw one of our neighbors. So we talked for a little bit, you know, said our farewells and went separate ways. But when it came time for me and my brother to check out, we saw the same neighbors checking out. And we were up in the Walmart looking like we were playing Assassin's Creed in real life.
It's clear.
And of course, I can't forget about awkward silence.
Yeah, that's funny.
Me personally, I have some procedures in place to avoid awkward silence no matter what. For example, my philosophy is to just say things.
Yeah, that's funny.
So do you play Minecraft?
What kind of question is that?
In the end, they may think I'm a dumbass, but at least there's no awkward silence, you know what I'm saying?
So, 50,000 word essay, 3 worksheets, pages 5, 6, 9, 273, 655 in your workbook, and you'll need to make a TED talk you'll present in front of the whole school. What do you want, Chains?
Well, how much time do we have?
Everything needs to be handed in at 12 p.m. on Thursday, or you'll get a zero.
Wait, Mr. Cumminson, that's in 2 minutes.
Actually, it's 1 minute now. Any other questions?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Fuck no. Sit down, Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Man, imagine being a high school teacher, bro. Like, as soon as you hit the ripe age of 5 years old, they throw your ass into school, and you just don't make it out until you're, like, fucking 65. And when I was younger, I always used to wonder, like, why is Mr. Cumminson so angry all the time? But as I got older, I realized I would be pretty fucking pissed if I was in the exact same spot I was 40 goddamn years ago. Which brings me to the first type of high school teacher, Mr. Angerson. This is the type of motherfucker whose wife divorced him 7 years ago and he takes his heartbreak out on the students.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. I just had to sneeze.
Oh, so you think it's okay to just sneeze in my classroom now? Now, huh?
Well, no, I just needed to sneeze.
What if I just broke into your house and started sneezing on shit, huh?
Well, no, that's just...
Matter of fact, get your ass up here.
Yo, this isn't the 1950s, you can't just...
Linda, come back, please.
Now, I don't know how Mr. Angerson continues to keep his job, but it feels like this dude's mission is to ruin the day of every student that walks into his class. Like, he'll be putting in extra effort into his test to make them as confusing as possible. The type of motherfucker to make a multiple choice test with the first 4 letters all as A. Bro will have me changing the correct answers into the ABCD strategy. Next up, we got Mrs. Talkinson. Some teachers really just don't give a fuck about teaching, bro. I mean, Miss Talkinson over here, she really just wants someone to talk to, for real.
And that's when Franklin D. Roosevelt became president. You know, actually, in high school, I had a friend named Franklin. He was a really nice guy. We used to go to the movies together and stuff, and, then he went to jail for multiple hate crimes.
Like, by the end of the class, you'll know her home life, her family, how she takes her anger out on her children. So me and my classmates would recognize the fact that if we could just keep Miss Talkinson talking, we wouldn't have to do shit all class.
So in 1938, Germany invaded Austria.
Yes, Chains.
Miss Talkinson, have you ever been to Germany?
Oh my goodness, you would not believe what we did in Germany.
And for my personal favorite teacher, we got Miss Cakinson. You know, the teacher that is caked up for absolutely no reason. Like, she's got that dump truck for what? I mean, I'll be failing all my classes, rocking with a 1.5 GPA. But I walk into her class... Fuck, all of a sudden I turn into a...
Miss Cakinson, actually, you forgot the homework for today.
Oh my god.
Shut up. Oh, why, thank you, Chains. I almost forgot.
You're welcome, Miss Cakinson.
All my homework is done, all my tests are aced, and at any given chance...
Ah, Sue, my computer isn't working. Does anyone know...
What do you need, Miss Cakinson?
And I'm there. Miss Cakinson, if you're watching this, just give me a chance, please.
And next, you know we got Mr. Questionable. Ensign. Now I know what you're thinking. Bro's name is a little bit of a mouthful, and that's because he may or may not have a mouthful of little boys.
Okay, listen, I'm not here to point fingers at anyone. But if I was to point fingers at someone, it would be fucking him. Like, I'm really not trying to accuse anyone of anything, but there does come a point when some things this man does gets a little questionable. Maya, let me help you.
So you put your hand like this, and you...
OMG, Chains, you will not believe who just followed me on Instagram.
Oh shit, was it at Chains for real?
No, it was Mr. Questionable Ensign.
Damn, brother, this test was hard as fuck.
Yeah, bro, literally everyone failed that shit.
Facts, bro, what did you get?
Yo, I got 22%.
What about you?
Oh, I got 103%.
Listen, most of us have been high before, and most of us have also been drunk before, but it truly takes one determined, perseverant, curious, and brave dumbass to be high and drunk at the same time. Which perfectly describes your boy way, way, way back in grade 7. See, this story is crazy because I had never been high or drunk before this incident. And all at once, I turned from just a young, innocent boy into the low IQ human I am today. So, it was grade 7 and my school had just got out for spring break. The boys and I had already planned out a little get-together for one of our friend's birthdays. So after school, me and the boys link up. We go and clean up our friend Billy's house, cause you can't throw a birthday function in a dirty house. And it was dirty, bro. So by the time we were done cleaning, it was already about 7:30. So that meant everyone started to show up. So the boys and I started doing your average middle school activities. By that, I mean we're wrestling, we're breaking stuff, and the girls were just posted on the couch. Cause, what are we supposed to do? Talk to them? Hell nah. But eventually we got tired of throwing each other around. So we're all sweaty and shit and we sit down on the couch, leaving at least 1.5 meters between us and the girls, of course. And we just sat there. But then out of nowhere, Billy's like, I got a brownie. And I'm over here thinking, the fuck? The hoes don't care about your brownie, bruh. But then Billy started to elaborate. Guys, this is no ordinary brownie. I stole it from my uncle's do not eat cabinet. And he says they're magical. Oh, he probably means they're magically tasty. I need a bite of that. Does anyone want a piece?
Yeah, I'll try one.
Yeah, sure, I want some.
I mean, I am kind of hungry.
Yes, please.
So everyone has their piece, and they're kind of building up the suspense, like, are you guys ready?
Are you sure we should do this?
And I'm still clueless. I'm over here thinking, it's a brownie. What's the big deal? The fuck? This brownie isn't magical. This shit tastes like ass. Oh, Chains, how do you feel? I feel like I just ate some dog shit, bruh. I'm gonna keep it a stack. Your uncle needs a new baker for real.
No, Chains, it's not about the taste. They're grass-infused brownies. They're supposed to get you high.
Man, what? I feel like this is the kind of thing you're supposed to say before I downed it. So everyone eats their piece of brownie and then continues to sit in awkward silence for like the next 2 hours. But then the brownie starts to hit. People are dropping like flies. And eventually, everyone felt it except me. And they're just doing high stuff, like eating all the food in the kitchen, watching Netflix documentaries. But for me, the brownie still hasn't hit. And Billy notices that I'm sober, and he's like, wait here. Bro goes into his mom's liquor cupboard and pours out unholy amounts of vodka and just hands me the cup. Keep in mind, I had never drank before, so I have no clue whether or not this is a lot. So I literally chugged the whole thing. Looking back, it had to have been at least 5 shots all at once. But man, I had no clue. So I'm just sitting there chilling on the couch, waiting for something magical to happen. And I start to think, maybe I'm just invincible. Like nothing can affect me. It all hit at once. The brownie and the vodka was out here running combos on me like John Cena and Randy Orton. And bro, something in that brownie changed my settings and enabled third person perspective. It was the weirdest feeling. It was like I was watching myself on a movie, but like I was in the movie. Bro, I don't know. And apparently it also gave me the ability to teleport. Because I swear, when I blinked, I teleported from Billy's crib to the front of a McDonald's line. And listen, I have no clue what happened in between that time, but I had no business being in a public setting right now. Hi, what can I get for you? Sir, can I help you? Yeah. What can I get for you? Listen, because I was high, drunk, and apparently had no social capabilities, I was spitting some nonsense to this poor McDonald's employee. Yeah. Do y'all got the Popeye's chicken sandwich? Sir, this is McDonald's. Yeah, yeah, and let me get that Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Dairy Queen, what?
And, what kind of nachos do you guys have? I blinked again, and we were all back at Billy's house. The very last thing I remember from that night is there was absolutely no blankets. So I was out here using literally anything I could find for a little bit of warmth. But eventually, after a long night, I passed out.
Middle school is just an awkward place, bro. Like, middle school dances, awkward. Middle school speeches, awkward. And middle school relationships, in my experience, is the most awkward thing on the face of this planet. I mean, the girl's a whole foot taller, got a deeper voice, and shit, she could probably bench more than you, little bro. Like, I hate to break it to you, but you don't got a girlfriend. You are the girlfriend, bruh. Middle school just occurs at the craziest time in a teenager's life, because motherfuckers is just getting slapped by puberty out of nowhere. You'll be walking down the halls and see a bunch of kids who look fresh out of daycare. Then all of a sudden, you'll see a grown-ass man built like Shaquille O'Neal thumping his way down to math class. And attendance in middle school was looking like,
Matthew?
Here.
George?
Present.
Daisy?
Here.
Owen?
Here.
Dude's balls would be dropping halfway through presenting their speech, like,
and this is specifically why
dinosaurs went extinct.
And in middle school, nobody had drip. Like, dudes would be showing up to school in a neon green t-shirt paired with some bright red shoes looking like a fucking traffic light. Well, their haircuts looking like their barber cut their shit with one hand, well blindfolded. But to be fair, everyone had a shitty haircut in middle school, bro. And if you think your cut wasn't that bad in middle school, chances are your shit's probably still ass to this day. And just to make things worse, the cherry on top is that everybody's got acne. There's just all these hormones flying around, and these kids have no clue what to do with them. Which is exactly why middle school beef is unmatched, bro. Motherfuckers will be throwing hands for no reason at all. And I don't know how, but somehow even the fights were awkward. It would be like, hey pal, I heard you sat beside my crush in class today. So what? You want to fight about it? I mean, like, if you wanted to. That, like, I'm not scared. Like, yeah, we can fight. Okay, let's freaking go, pussy.
Fuck, I wasn't ready.
Sorry, was that too soon?
No shit, Sherlock.
Okay, you can hit me back so we're even. But if two dudes were throwing hands and their crush is watching, they're about to fight to the death. But the thing is about middle school fights, I didn't know this was possible, but somehow both motherfuckers end up losing the fight. I remember one lunch at my middle school, a dude whipped out some boxing gloves for no reason at all, and all of a sudden we're running a whole fight club. Kids would be betting their lunch money on who's gonna win and shit, but we never laid down any ground rules. So one day, JJ hit Timmy with a spinning back fist and put his ass to sleep. And I'm hyped, cause I just doubled my lunch money. But Mr. Principal didn't seem too hyped to see one of his students knocked out on the ground. So of course JJ gets in trouble, cause he's just that one kid who's always in trouble but never got expelled. Like, I could have swore dude was on his third strike 5 strikes ago. But man, middle school had some characters, bro. There was that one guy that would walk through the halls blasting music on his speaker, the kid who used to sit in his chair like this, the dude who hit puberty and midlife at the same time.
Mr. Donaldson, can I get some help on the subtraction?
Help on the subtraction? You look more like you need help on your taxes.
No, subtraction's just hard for me.
During recess, do you go check on the wife and kids?
No, I just play on the monkey bars.
Tell me, how do you manage to be in middle school and work a 9-to-5 job at the same time? The girl who thinks she's a horse, the emo kid, catch him in the back of the class with his hoodie tied up watching sad Bart Simpson edits, the kid who had to touch the top of the door frame before entering a room, girls who have to bring their Starbucks cup everywhere, the dude who's constantly emoting. And in order to find the answer, we can make a grid.
Did someone say gritty?
Right foot creep, ooh, walking with the heat. Of course, there's the kid who Naruto runs through the hallway, and then there's that weird ass kid who accidentally called his social studies teacher mom one time. It was probably an accident though. Fuck! And I have no idea why, but there's something about teaching middle school that had all these teachers going through a midlife crisis. I remember one day our science teacher was teaching us about rainbows.
Does anyone know what a rainbow is?
Yes, Jaden. Refraction of light through water droplets.
Oh wow, that's right. How did you know that?
Reddit.
Oh, okay. Where did you read it?
Reddit.
Yeah, but where did you read it?
Reddit. Jaden, I can't do this right now. Just tell me where you found this information.
Reddit?
God damn it, Jackson. You're the reason my children get their shit whooped every night.
Now, I don't know what she had going on in her life, but the way she broke down talking about beating her children to a group of 12-year-olds really gave me the impression that she shouldn't be teaching middle schoolers, bro. And I don't know who was in charge of hiring these teachers, but I also had a deaf teacher. Which, you know, is cool and all, but it did make it a little bit harder considering the fact that, you know,
She was the fucking music teacher. Not to mention the fact that she was also half blind. And I think the idea there was that she could somehow feel the vibrations of the guitar or something. Which didn't seem to work too well, considering the fact that I got a fucking A in music. And I can't play the guitar for shit, but I smelled good or something, I don't know. And I don't know about y'all's experiences, but I feel like kids were just mad touchy in middle school. Like, you'd be sitting in math class, minding your own business, then for no reason at all, a motherfucker would tase you in the side of the ribs. And I remember when kids first learned about these pressure points, it was all fun and games. Someone would just poke you in the ribs, like, pressure point, that tickles. Then there would be a new pressure point dropping every week. It got to the point where these 12-year-olds were hitting pressure point combinations and paralyzing your legs and shit. Hey, bro, let me try this new pressure point on you.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Ah, it tickles. And it was the same shit with this game. Like, you really couldn't trust anybody, bro. Yo, what's that on my legs?
Shit.
Got him. Oh, shit, there's a bug on you.
God damn it.
Dumbass. Oh, fuck, I just broke my leg.
Bro, I'm not stupid. You didn't just break your leg.
No, I'm serious, bro. I promise, on everything, on my entire life, I just broke my leg. Look.
Bro,
I remember I got punched so many times, my arm was on life support, it was about to fall off, like, And thinking back to middle school, there's just so many things that make me cringe, bro, but by far the cringiest of them all is the relationships, man. And believe it or not, I had my fair share of middle school relationships. I remember one day I was sitting in class and this girl came up to me and said,
"Chains, I have a crush on you."
And that's really all it took to have a young Chains in love. Head over heels. We went to the movies together. We went to my house and watched movies. We went to her house and we also watched movies. Now that I think about it, all we really did was watch movies. We didn't really talk that much. I mean, I didn't really have a way with my words at the age of 12.
So, do you like movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like movies too. That's why we're here, at the movie theater. I also like popcorn, with the butter. It tastes, like, I like how it tastes.
And one day we went to the mall and I took a good look at my girlfriend of 2 weeks and thought, man, I don't even know this girl. Like, who are you? I remember we were inside Zoomies at the time and I said,
"Hey, Jessica, you're a great person and all, but I don't really think we're compatible like that. Maybe we should just break up."
Which was probably the most words I've strung together during the entirety of our relationship. And she says with the straightest face,
"Oh, okay."
And then we proceeded to walk out of the mall and bus home together without saying a word. And I remember lying in my bed that night and thinking to myself,
"Damn, I think I'm supposed to be sad right now."
So I threw on my hoodie, tied it up, and watched some sad Bart Simpson edits.
Man, growing up, I was a great kid. I was a good kid. Man, growing up, I was a kid, bro. And as a kid, you hit a certain age where your own parents become your number one op. Like,
"Hey, Mom, can I go to this girl's house?"
"No."
"Hey, Mom, can I sleep over at Billy's crib?"
"No."
"Hey, Mom, can I go do crack under the bridge with my new friend Jorge?"
"Hey.
Hell no." "Come on, all my friends are allowed to."
"Yeah."
"Okay, well, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, you're not just gonna..."
Now, to be fair, my mom wasn't the strictest parent out there. I mean, I've seen motherfuckers get the belt for speaking too loud, speaking too quiet, bro, for speaking at all. Like, one time, me and my friend wanted to have a sleepover, so homie went inside to go ask his mom, and he came out looking like he got a whooping from Prime Goku, bro.
"Yo, what the fuck happened back there, man?"
She said no to me, but... I think if you asked her, she would say yes.
"Bro, are you fucking insane? I'm not asking her shit."
Like, I really can't complain, because some of my friends' parents were so strict, they had a fun limit, bro.
"Yo, George, we're gonna hoop after school. You wanna pull up?"
"Damn, dude, I'd love to, but, man, I watched a movie yesterday."
Okay. So do you wanna play basketball?"
"Dude, I want to, but my fun meter's maxed out, man. My mom won't let me leave the house till Monday."
"Holy shit, fun meter maxed out for a week off a movie? Yo, what's this movie, bro?"
"Yeah, what?"
"Yeah, no, it was good, man. It's called the VeggieTale movie."
"Yo, George,
I feel bad for you, bro.
Cause don't get me wrong, I've seen a lot of kids with super strict parents turn out to be straight A students, go to good colleges, stay with a good crowd of people.
But with that being said, a lot of these kids whose parents were too strict to let them watch fucking SpongeBob, they end up going to college and catching Krusty Krabs after letting a dude named Patrick explore their bikini bottom, bro. Nah, but for real, my mom was far from one of those parents. I mean, she was reasonable, but the thing was, all my friends were a year older than me. Now, mentally, we were all dumb as shit, but when you hit that 12, 13, 14-year-old age, that 1 year is the biggest difference, bro. Like, us doing shit together just didn't look right.
Yo, Bob, can you pass the Zot? Yo, Billy, let me hit that.
Yo, pass me that shit, cuz.
And cuz of this, I wasn't allowed to do a lot of the shit that my friends were allowed to do. Like, these boys could stay up past 10:30 p.m. on a weekend. I could not. They could have a sleepover on a weeknight. I could not. They could all go to a girl's house without having to call her goddamn parents. I could not, bro. Cuz have you ever pulled up to a function? Motherfuckers are drinking. Motherfuckers are doing drugs. And you gotta ask the host to speak to her parents? Hey, Kelly. Hey, killer party you got here. By any chance, can my mom talk to your mom so I can stay and, like, turn up and shit?
Oh, shit.
And when you're 12 and all your friends can do shit that you can't do, you're left with just two options. You can either be a good kid, follow the rules, do your homework, eat your broccoli, or you could be a bad kid, break the rules, fuck your homework, and smoke that broccoli. And boy, did I make the wrong decision. I remember the first time my mom caught me lying was back when I was in grade 7. It was just an average Saturday posted up at Billy's crib.
Yo, y'all boys know Rosa?
Yeah, I know Rosa. What's up?
Bro, she's throwing a birthday party at her crib tonight.
Aw, shit, man. We about to get freaky deaky on
these hoes.
Boy, I'm
about to get so drunk I forget how to speak.
Yo, on God, bro. Dead ass. That's facts. For real. Hey, Mom. I'm just calling to remind you how much I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Chains.
What do you want?
So, me and my closest friends got invited to a small little get-together at my friend Rose's house. Can I go, please?
Let me talk to her parents. Okay, now, I was actually friends with Rosa, but she was 2 years older than me. So, I swallow my pride and text Rosa some along the lines of,
hey, Rosa, my mom wants to talk to your mom before I can come.
And she's like,
aw, baby boy needs permission.
Fuck.
And then she sends me her mom's number.
So, I connect my mom with Rosa's mom. My mom gives me the green light, but says,
you have to be home at 10:30 p.m. sharp.
Say no more, Mom.
So me and my homies start getting fresh.
We're all up in Billy's dad's expensive cologne collection. I take the coolest looking bottle. Little spray here, little spray there.
Had me smelling like Tom Ford. Still looking like Thomas the Tank Engine. But after looking as fresh as possible, we head to Rosa's crib.
So we hop on the bus, hop off the bus, walk up to her house, knock, and the birthday girl opens the door.
Happy birthday!
Hey, Billy, Bob, and Chains, I was waiting for you guys.
Happy birthday, Rosa.
Oh, damn, Chains, you smell good.
Appreciate it. That's that Thomas Fordinson, you know what I mean?
So Bob, Billy, and I go inside, and we realize the gravity of this situation.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
Rosa invited, like, 10 of her girlfriends and, like, 2 of her cousins, bro. We were completely outnumbered in the greatest way possible, bruh. And as I'm just doing some quick math on the ratio, there's a knock on the door. Rosa opens it, and it's Dennis holding a bottle of vodka. Now, we're friends with Dennis, Rosa's friends with Dennis, but to put it simply, Dennis was a bad kid, bro. This motherfucker was living life with no precaution, no regrets, no morals, but to be fair, he was fun as fuck, bro, because when Dennis pulled up, the party got lit, bro. We were taking shots, dancing, playing beer pong, taking more shots. We were having a marvelous time, and I was drunk, okay? Not too drunk, but not just tipsy. I had hit the perfect sweet spot of drunk. I got all the stat boosts of being funnier, more confident, more smiley, but I still had full control of my body. So I start applying that pressure, bruh.
Hey, don't y'all both have ugly boyfriends?
No, what the fuck?
No.
Shit. Y'all want one?
What?
Damn, you smell good, though.
Appreciate it. I showered this week.
I don't remember what I actually said, but all I know is that in grade 7, cologne was overpowered, bro, because nobody was smelling good, and if they tried, they would just smell like Axe, dog. So I'm over here combining the powers of Tom Ford with the confidence of Smirnoff. Had me feeling like I'm him, bro.
So how y'all feeling?
I'm honestly feeling amazing. How you feel?
Shit, I'm feeling good. Just a little, you know, just a little bit tired.
I vividly remember sitting on that couch with these two girls, never wanting this moment to end, bruh. But when I look up, I see one girl crying, one girl looking for something, Dennis helping her look, and Billy and Bob are all ready to dip. So I hop off the couch for a second, like, yo, what's going on?
Yo, so Dennis just finessed like 3 of these girls' vapes, and we're not trying to get blamed, so we're about to dip.
Bruh, for real?
Yeah, you coming?
Bro, but like,
Bro, I'm not ready to leave yet.
Yeah, nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Just text us when you leave, bro.
Ah, shit. All right, peace, bro.
Peace out, dog.
So Bob and Billy dip. I see Dennis's ass sneak out through the back door. And at this point, I have no clue how long I've been here, bro. But the party had died down to essentially just the girls who are gonna sleep over. And me, bro. So I go to check what time it is on my phone. And it's 10:15, bro. My curfew's 10:30 and I'm a 30-minute bus ride from home. But if we're keeping it a buck right now, I don't even want to go home, bro. I made it to the girls' sleepover and I didn't even have to ride the group dildo or nothing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I text my mom and I lied, bro. While Billy and I are almost at Billy's house, can I sleep over at his house, please? Then I threw my phone away, hopped back on the couch, and went right back to my happy place. So I'm posted up with these two laughing, cracking jokes when Rosa walks up like, yo, Chains, where'd your friends go? They abandoned me, Rosa. They left me here stranded with no way home. Shit, I mean, you could just stay here if you want.
Say, you lied, so...
Appreciate it. And eventually, all the girls gave up on trying to find their vapes. They all gathered around to play truth or dare and die. Prayed for times like this, bro. I was deep in enemy lines and I didn't want it any other way until one of the girls sees my phone on the ground and is like, Chains, I think someone's calling you. So she tosses me my phone. I check it. And I got 20 missed calls from fucking everyone in my contacts, bro. So I'm trying to be strategic with it to find out what's going on. I call Billy first. Yo, what's happening? Bro, so your mom called my mom and asked if you were here yet at my house. And my mom told your mom that you're not even here, bro.
Aw, shit. What do I do?
Bro, I don't know. And everyone knows when you get caught in a lie, you should just fess up, tell the truth, and apologize.
But I doubled down, bro. So I called my mom and I'm like, hey, mom, we're almost at Billy's house. We just missed our second bus.
Where are you?
I'm at Stickman Middle School bus stop. You know, like, we're super close. We're just waiting for the bus to come.
I'm picking you up right now.
Fuck me, bruh. Now, not only is she expecting all three of us to be together at this bus stop, shit, not a single one of us is there, bro.
To put this in perspective, my house is right here, Billy's crib is right here, and Rosa's crib is all the way over here, bro. And Stickman Middle's somewhere near the middle.
And so I pull up the bus app on my phone and see the next bus is coming in 2 minutes. And with all that adrenaline pumping through my veins, I jump up out the couch, steal a piece of gum, and haul absolute ass to the bus stop, bro.
I get there right on time, hop on the bus, and I call Billy.
Yo, dog, I think I'm cooked. I told her I'm at Stickman Middle with you guys.
Dude, why the fuck would you do that?
Shit, I don't know. I'm busing there right now.
Bro, if she sees you there without us, you're cooked beyond belief.
I know, bro.
Yo, we're on our way.
So Bob and Billy hop on scooters and start hill bombing their way down to the bus stop to save my ass. And this shit was a race to get to the bus stop before my mom does, because if she catches me there alone, I'm cooked. If she catches Bob and Billy there before me, I'm cooked. If she gets there before anyone, I'm fucking done, bruh.
So I'm on the bus just praying, and when I finally get to the bus stop at Stickman Middle, I get out and take a deep breath because my mom's not here.
But I'm shitting my pants because neither is Bob or Billy.
And so I'm calling them, no answer. And I look down the road, I see some headlights. And this was not a busy street, bruh.
And as the car is getting closer and closer, I can feel the anger radiating from the whip. I can almost hear the belt making contact with my cheeks.
And the car pulls up. And it's just some random dude driving by.
Yo!
These motherfuckers, Bob and Billy, come flying down the hill. They get to the bus stop, throw their scooters in the bush, and pretend like we've been waiting here for an hour.
Oh, gee, Wilkers, man. I can't believe we missed this bus, dude.
Billy, pray for me, bro. Get in the car.
I get in my mom's car. I'm stone fucking sober. My heart is pounding.
Why did you lie to me?
Well, I honestly wanted to spend more time at my friend's house because we were just having fun. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, Chains.
That shit hurt way more than any punishment ever would have, bro.
So even though Bob and Billy clutched up for me, I still got grounded, bro. But I did learn a valuable lesson. Just tell the truth, bro. It makes everything easier.
Man,
man. Summer is just a beautiful season. The sun is shining, the trees are green, and you can stay out with your homies all night. And best of all, you get to sleep in till that shit gets absolutely fucked by the first day of school. And waking up to that first alarm of the school year will have you discombobulated as hell. Like,
Chains, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
What?
You heard me, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
Wait, huh?
Really? Key Torch Claw Bozomorph.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah! What the fuck?
And even though getting out of bed early hurts your soul, it's absolutely necessary you spend at least 5 minutes staring at your wall, contemplating your entire life. And if you're a real G, you laid out your toughest fit the night before, so you're low-key hyped to rock that shit to school. So you throw on your new shoes and flick up for the first day of school. And then you walk over to the establishment where you will not only pursue your educational prowess, but you may also dabble and what some call stunting on these hoes. And man, I will say, linking up with your boys on the first day of school just hits different. Like, I be reuniting with the homies like I didn't just see them 12 hours ago. And we're all happy and shit until the school bell reminds me I just got my ass locked up for another 10 months. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't think I've ever made it to my first class of the year on time. Like, it'll be 9:15 and my dumb ass will still be trying to figure out how to make it to room 347 by 8:55. And walking into your first class of the year late has to be one of the most uncomfortable situations you can experience, bro. Because the teacher will be like, oh, and who are you?
I'm Chains.
Well, Chains, why are you late?
Because the bell rang before I got here.
Alright, whatever. We waited for you before we started introductions.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have.
Well, you're welcome. We just wanted you to feel...
No, like, you really shouldn't have, like... I don't want to do this shit.
And tell me why all these teachers have been copy-pasting the same icebreaker game since preschool. Like that one where you have to start with an adjective that starts with the same letter as your name. Like, how do you have a group of legal adults in a circle, awkward as hell, talking about,
hi guys, I'm Super Sarah.
Hey, hey y'all. I'm Awesome Aiden. And I'm a Marvelous Marvin.
Shit, if we don't stop doing these fucking icebreakers, I'm about to joyfully jump off a cliff. And after we're done grinding out icebreakers, these teachers have the audacity to show a whole 50-slide PowerPoint all about them. Like, the fuck? This class is supposed to be the study of math, not the study of your daughter's soccer games, bro. And I'm not even gonna lie, my dumb ass will be out there taking notes, wondering how this 7-year-old's goals per game ratio is gonna help me on my trigonometry test. Then just as soon as you survive all that bullshit, you gotta go to the next class and do that shit again. And by the time you've learned half your teacher's favorite hiking spots and relationship statuses, you're relieved to hear the lunch bell. Only to find out the cafeteria's serving straight ass with a side of booty for lunch. And my standards aren't even high. Like, during summer, I was on a seafood diet, as they would say. When I see food, I eat that shit. But when it comes to this cafeteria food, I could even bring myself to smell that abomination they're calling meatloaf. But even though the food was straight dookie, I won't lie, it's kinda nice being back at the lunch table freestyling with the homies. But of course, all good things must come to an end. So the bell rings and I go to depart ways with the homies.
Alright, peace out, man.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Oh shit, are we going the same way?
Damn, yeah, I guess so.
Alright, peace out for real.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Shit.
Alright, my class is right here.
Bro.
Me too.
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Alright, class. I'm gonna be taking some attendance. Correct me if I get your name wrong. Jason.
Here.
Billy.
Yo.
Megan.
Present.
Chains.
Here.
Charlie.
That's me.
Bob.
No fucking
bro.
Way.
Is there any Bobs in the room?
Yo, do you hear that?
Is that intro music? Does anyone here know a Bob?
Oh,
man, nothing beats a class where you got all the boys sitting together. Like, from the jump, you already know you're all about to fail the fuck out of that shit, but it's gonna be fun as hell. Alright, so, everyone introduce yourselves and tell us what you did over summer break.
My name's Bartholomew. My name's Bartholomew, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I had a pretty rough summer. I mean, I crashed my car, my girlfriend broke up with me, someone robbed my house, my grandma got jumped the other day.
No, bro, not the grandma.
You three in the back. Disrespectful.
I was crazy about the first day of the school year is how these teachers will act all nice talking about.
It's so lovely to see all your beautiful faces, and it's also nice to see you, Aiden.
Wait. What the fuck?
We're gonna have an amazing, fun year, and guess what? There's no homework today.
Knowing damn well they're about to make up for it with twice as much homework tomorrow. Like, they'll for real be handing out kindergarten-ass coloring sheets the first day, and then tomorrow you're getting your ass whooped by some calculus worksheets. And I didn't even talk about the motherfuckers you'll be seeing in the halls on the first day. Like, I don't know what these dudes be going through in those 2 months, but motherfuckers be going from Arthur Kennedy to AK real fast, bro.
Oh shit, is that you, Arthur?
Oh, gee, don't be dropping the government name like that.
Government name? But that's just your first name.
Hey, fam, it's AK.
Aye, man. What you been up to, bro?
Hey, fam, I'm trapping, trying to make it out of the mud, you know?
The mud? You live in a gated community.
Oh shit, that's the ops right there, fam. Get down.
The ops? That's just fucking Edward.
Or the way these new freshmen be walking like they're scared a senior's gonna slap the books out of their hands and take their Fortnite V-Bucks gift card.
Like, bro, you freshmen are worried about the wrong V-card.
Like, I don't know why, but the day these kids go from sophomore to seniors, they instantly decide to pull an EDP.
Like, bro, you're 18 and she's fresh out of middle school. That's a whole crime.
But that's not the only crime motherfuckers be committing on the first day of school. Some dudes be pulling up to school with the most atrocious fits known to man. Like, there's no fucking way you laid out this ramen noodle chicken soup ass fit the night before, slept on it, then woke up and thought,
oh yeah, the hoes are gonna love this one.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, you could never catch me wearing the types of fit these motherfuckers be wearing, bro. Like, that shit should have never made it out the closet. Like, I don't condone bullying, but all I'ma say is, your actions have consequences, bro.
Speaking of consequences, every year it seems like the rules teachers tell you on the first day keep getting more strict. Like, you'll be walking into the first class of the year all jolly and shit. All of a sudden you're getting your shit smacked by the longest list of class rules you've ever seen. Hey class, I'm super excited to have you. We're gonna have so much fun this year, but first, I'm gonna go over some of the class rules. Okay, so there will be no negativity, no phones, no food, no talking when I'm talking. Actually, no talking ever, no laughing, no smiling, breathe as quiet as possible, no washroom breaks, and last but not least, no having fun. So yeah guys, like I said, I think we're gonna have a lot of fun this year.
And just like that, man, summer's over and you're back to school. It's possibly one of the worst times of the year. Like, do you really think it's a coincidence that when school starts up, the sun just starts hiding and the leaves start dying? You see what I'm implying. But I will say, one day you might just look back on these times as the good old days and you might just start crying.
There's really only 3 situations that make me want to just stop existing. The first is when your mom would leave you at the Walmart checkout with no way to pay. The second is having to shit in the school washroom. And the third is being sober at a party full of drunk people. I mean, there is nothing worse than a party where everyone is having fun, you know, dancing and shit. But you're just sober in the corner, eating Cool Ranch Doritos, reconsidering your life decisions. Like, maybe I'm just boring or something, but to me, most of the time, it is not fun being at a party while sober. Cause you'll be chilling, minding your business, and there'll be a bunch of drunk motherfuckers coming up to you like,
yo, I am so drunk right now. nice. Yeah, bro. I drank so much.
Nice. Because when you're drunk, there is no thought process. You're just blissfully unaware of the fact that you can't dance. But that vodka will have you in the middle of the dance floor like... However, when you're sober, you are actually aware of how stupid some of these drunk people look. Like, you can just take a look around and you'll see a bunch of motherfuckers doing shit they're gonna regret when they're sober. Damn, look at her. Yo, he's gonna regret that for sure. And look at this dude. Wait, Billy. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm twerking on the walls like Peter Parker.
No, what the fuck? Being at a party while sober has me feeling like that one dude who's always like, yo, where the hoes at? Because let's be real, rizzing up a drunk girl while you're sober is practically illegal. Like, yo, are you from Tennessee? Cause I'm trying to fuck.
Sir, hands behind your back.
God damn. And honestly, when you're sober, talking to drunk or high people in general, it's just like interacting with NPCs. Damn, I'm drunk as shit. Man, I love you so much, man. Like I love you, man. Damn, bruh. I'm zooted as fuck. When you put bread in a toaster and it becomes toast, where the fuck did the bread go?
Faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe, faded than a hoe.
Is this dude emoting? Like, I remember one time I was sober at this function, chilling on the couch, probably playing Clash Royale or something, and there was a visibly drunk dude to the right of me and a obviously drunk girl to the left of me. And without exchanging a single word, they just started making out in front of me, bro. And that situation was weird as fuck, but like, I had to stick it out and get that 3 crown, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, I feel like that situation kind of sums up the feeling of being sober around a bunch of drunk people. It feels like you're third wheeling, but with like 100 people. But maybe that's just me, because I know some people who don't even need to drink. They just act like they're drunk all the time.
Jump, 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 jump.
Oh, shit. Ah, god damn. Holy shit, how much did you drink? Oh nah, nothing. I'm sober as hell. What the fuck? And I also know people who drink hella and somehow get more antisocial. Oh shit, are you sober too?
Nah, I'm drunk as shit. I just get depressed when I'm drunk. Oh, okay. Oh,
please
shit.
Come back.
Oh, damn.
Please,
oh,
Carol, I miss you.
Man, sometimes this world can be a little cold. It can get a little gray, but there is nothing that can bring more excitement and vibrance to your life than having a crush. I mean, it gives you something to wake up for, something to smile for, someone to impress, and someone to be absolutely crushed by, leaving you more depressed than ever before. Which is when you get a new crush. I mean, crushes make the world go around. Everyone's had a crush at some point in time. And sometimes that shit gets too serious. I mean, I've had homies prepared to throw away their entire lives just to impress their crush, bro. Oh my god, look at these big weights. I wonder if anyone's strong enough to lift these. Oh my god, look at this big jump. I wonder if anyone's athletic enough to make. Oh my god, look how creepy this cave is. I wonder if anyone's brave enough. Oh my god, look how tall this building is. I wonder if anyone could stick the landing. I said, I wonder if anyone could stick the land. Oh, ew, did he just die? Oh my god, I'm getting the ick.
Nope, just getting a few extra reps in.
Man, I remember my first crush like it was yesterday, bro. She was 5 years old. But I was 5 years old too, right? Like, so it's not, it wasn't actually yesterday, you know, it's a saying, but we were both 5 years old, and I remember slotting in smooth as hell.
Yo, shorty, you like Legos?
Yeah.
How about you and me go Lego my ego?
What does that even mean?
Shit, I don't even know. I seen it in a commercial once.
And after that day, me and Rose hung out all the time. We'd be playing Legos, we'd link up at recess, and I couldn't help but let her know how I truly felt.
Hey Rose, I like you.
Oh, I like you too.
And that shit had me thinking, damn, this life shit is easy as hell. I'm barely 5 years old and I already got a wife to raise my kids.
Little did my dumbass know, life wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. Cause when I came to class the next day, I saw Rose playing Lego with another dude.
And that was the day I realized crushes cause nothing but pain.
Especially before high school, cause let's just think about the 3 possible outcomes. 1, you have a crush on this girl and you decide to tell her, cause
what's the worst that could happen, man?
You guys are right.
Stacy? Yeah, I have a crush on you. Or two, you never build up the courage to tell her and end up watching your crush sit in a tree with the faster kid who had the light-up Skechers and the Charizard EX. And we all know what happens when Stacy and Jimmy are sitting in a tree. Or outcome three, you confess to your crush and it's the perfect scenario. I like you too. Now you've officially started your first middle school relationship, which is probably the worst outcome of all, bro. Because now you've been sentenced to 14 days of relentless cringe and countless awkward scenarios. And I say 14 days because that shit's lasting 14 days max, bro.
Hey, Stacy, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, huh. Yeah, awesome. Huh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Woohoo.
So do you want to like hold hands or something?
Yeah, sure.
So, Stacy, I've been thinking. I don't think this whole thing's going to work out.
Oh. Okay.
It's not me, it's you.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yo, fuck my ass.
Oh, yeah. Or what's even more tough than having a crush in middle school is having a crush on a fictional character, bruh. Cause it's like, you'll just be chilling, watching some Teen Titans eating cereal or whatever. All of a sudden your crush is kissing other dudes right in front of you and you can't even do shit about it. I remember back in my day, I was down horrendous for Lola Bunny, bruh. And I really don't know how I feel about admitting my attraction towards a 2D cartoon bunny, but you gotta remember, this was in the past. Like, this was at least 2 months ago. And maybe I'm tweaking on this one, but the red fish from Shark Tale, bruh, she was different, bro. And her name, I think it was Lola as well. Shit, maybe I just like cartoon girls named Lola or something.
That's exactly what I want to hear.
No. And I don't know about you, but for some reason, whenever I would talk to my crush, it was like I got an instant nerf, bro. I'm talking minus 10 charisma, plus 15 stutter, minus 5 strength, and plus 350% chance of getting put in a random ass headlock. Like, I could be in the worst scenario of all time with a girl who has 5 kids and is married to a member of the cartel. And just cause she's not my type, I'll get an instant stat boost that'll have me pulling like Mr. Duke Dennis himself. But put me in a room with my crush and all of a sudden I got the same charisma as fucking McLovin.
Hi.
Hey, it's 10:33.
What?
AM. Like in the morning. Like I'm saying, it's 10:33 in the morning.
Fuck.
And on top of your crush turning you into McLovin, it also leaves you open to the inevitable pain of being embarrassed in front of your crush. And man, let me tell you, there is nothing quite like it. It was a beautiful sunny day, and I was in grade 2 wearing my favorite bright blue basketball shorts in math class, gazing out the window at those shiny old monkey bars, excited for recess. And when the bell rang, I hauled my little ass over to those bars and I was swinging like there was no tomorrow. And before I knew it, the whole class was on these monkey bars, which quickly turned into chicken fights, and I wasn't complaining. I mean, hanging from a bar and kicking the living shit out of some toddlers? Sign me up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in line watching these grade 2 gladiator battles go down until it was my turn, and when I step up to those bars, I look into the crowd and see my crush of 2 weeks, Lexi. And now that Lexi was watching, there was no chance I was about to lose this fight in front of her. But as I look over to see who my opponent is, I realize it's Axel. And Axel was known for being the undisputed chicken fight champion. Legend had it he once took on 3 dudes at once, pause. So I knew going into this, I had to lock the fuck in, bro. So we climb over to each other and he's kicking my shit in off rip until I hit his ass with my specialty move, the Python squeeze. And in 10 seconds flat, let's just say I folded that motherfucker's clothes. With him still in him, and everyone was hyping me up because I just did the exact equivalent of dunking on Michael Jordan in his prime with Beyonce watching. So of course Axel's pissed. Hey Chains, you, me, rematch, now! Ooh. And I look over at Lexi, and she looks over at me, and now I can't back down. So we get back in position, climb over to each other, and I go for the Python squeeze again, and this motherfucker Axel just winds up and kicks me in the balls. And
And I'm not gonna lie, that hefty kick to the dick accessories was the worst pain I had ever felt in my 7-year-old life. But I couldn't just drop and lose to Axel in front of Lexi, so with all the pain and anger I feel radiating from my nuts, I hit Axel with the meanest 20-piece combo in chicken fight history, and he drops. And then he pants my shit, bro. And embarrassed, I drop and try to run away, but the shorts around my ankles trip me, and I face plant. Face down, tighty whities up, balls in shambles in front of everyone, including Lexi. And some people like to say, oh, it could always be worse, but this time, I don't know, man. So the moral of the story is, man, fuck Axel, bro.
If you saw this video, you would know my mom has caught me lacking baked beyond belief before. And after that experience, I really changed my ways. I mean, I was grounded for over a year. So in that time, I decided to get my life together. I started working out, eating healthy, getting straight A's in school. Okay, that's cap, but straight B's in school. Okay, B's and C's, but that's besides the point. The point is, I got my ass beat for coming home zooted, and I never smoked again. Until I did. So, this incident takes place with the man, the myth, the legend, Bob. So me, Billy, and Bob are chilling at Bob's crib when Bob says the holy words. Are you guys trying to smoke? Yeah, bet. And keep in mind, the rest of my homies had been smoking regularly. But your boy was fresh out of the slammer. I mean, I was pretty much on probation at this point. And on top of that, I hadn't smoked for over a year, so my tolerance had gone to shit. So with all that being said, the smart decision was to simply not smoke. But shit, if you know me, I am not one for smart decisions. In fact, I was one for stupid decisions. So I was out here hitting this hoe like Chris Breezy. I was puffing this joint like Wiz Khalifa. When honestly, I should have been patient and just taking my time because who knows what my tolerance was at this point. So when it starts hitting me, it hits hard. But the homies were closely monitoring me because they knew if I got caught high again, well on probation, I would be serving 20 to life. So they're out here checking my eyes, checking my heart rate, checking my pulse. And the diagnostic was, I think you're chilling, bro. But progressively, I was getting higher and higher. So as we're there watching the most goated cartoon, The Amazing World of Gumball, I start floating. And I don't know if anyone else has experienced this before, but sometimes when you get mad high, you just forget that you even exist. And you use 107% of your brain power to just think. So I was out here floating away, thinking about some random bullshit. Yo, it's crazy that everyone in the world is either named Quandale, or they're not. Wait, what if I'm in a simulation? No. What if I'm in an animation, being drawn by some dude on his computer for a platform of entertainment? And a bunch of people know what I'm thinking right now. Hold up. Is a tomato a vegetable or a fruit? But I'm brought back to earth by a text message. Oh man. Mom. Please come home for dinner at 6. Damn. I gotta be home for dinner at 6. Oh shit, what time is it? It's 5:30. Nah, we can't let your mom find out you're cooked. So Bob whips out his emergency hide how baked you are kit. Boom, hits me with the eye drops to make my eyes less red. Douses me in cologne to cover up the smell. And apparently eating oranges also helps slow down your high. So I leave Bob's crib and as I'm walking home, I'm brainstorming all the possible scenarios. Either I play this off like a smooth criminal and nobody ever finds out, or I could get caught and I could get sentenced to 30 years. So as I walk up to my front door, my entire future is dependent on how I play this shit off. I take a deep breath and I ring the doorbell. And my brother opens the door. The door was unlocked, dumbass. Fuck, I'm off to a bad start. So I walk into the kitchen, casual as hell. Oh, Chains, how was your day? Oh, it was good. How was yours? Yeah, good shit. We're doing good. Oh, it was good. Thanks for asking. Wow, Mom. This mac and cheese looks succulent. Fuck, why did I say that? Who the fuck says succulent? Oh, why, thank you. I switched the recipe up a little bit. Just be casual. Be casual. The mac and cheese. It's good. Thank you. What were you guys doing at Bob's? Fuck, what do I say? What do I say? Twister. Oh, a twister? Yep, twister. Wasn't it just you, Bob, and Billy? Yep, just a good old game of Twister with the boys. Damn, y'all are gay as hell. Yep. not to being gay as hell. I just meant yep in general. Like, you know, like, yep. Chains, are you feeling okay? Oh fuck. She knows. What do I do? A little word of advice. Whenever you're in one of these situations, just cap and say you're tired. Like, it works for everything. Are you high? No, I'm just tired. Damn, bro. Are you depressed? No, I'm just tired. Help! Help! I'm drowning! No, I'm just tired. So while I was backed into a corner, I was pretty much on trial facing life. I just used the good old... No, I'm just really tired. I couldn't get much sleep last night. I think I could even take a nap right now. But thank you very much for dinner. And call me Michael Jackson, cause your boy was a certified smooth criminal. And I moonwalked my high ass all the way into a nap. And goddamn, that nap hit.
Yo, when you think about it, every light switch is also a dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Okay, class, sound it out with me.
Ball.
When you really think about it, we learn to read, and then we read to learn.
Teacher, yeah, I think Chains is high.
What the fuck? This is kindergarten. Damn, any staircase can be a staircase to heaven if you're not careful enough.
Baby, I've spent the best 4 years of my life with you, and I can't imagine my life without you. You're a one in a million, so will you marry me?
So one in a million, huh? That means there's 8,017 people just like you. How does that make you feel?
Yo, if you cut your leg off, would it hurt?
Of course it's gonna hurt, bro. What?
Nah, think about it.
Where would it hurt?
Your leg.
Oh,
cause you cut your leg off.
Yo, what happens if you push down the gas and the brakes at the same time?
Shit, let's find out.
Oh shit, it takes a screenshot.
Damn, my eyes are dry as shit.
Just close them for a minute.
Damn, bro, you never actually close your eyes. You just look at the inside of your eyelids.
Damn.
Yo. Can anyone answer 547 to the power of 3? Yes, Chains.
Yo, did you know every single odd number has an E in it?
Damn. Chains, are you high again?
No.
Wait a minute, bruh. Since you were born deaf, what language do you think in?
Oh shit, you right.
Damn, I just realized squirrels' cheeks are also their nut sacks. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like your mom.
What?
The way she had these nuts all up in her mouth.
Bro, if everyone in the world all blinked at the same time, nobody would know.
Oh shit. That's facts.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Wait, what about just now?
Yo, which of these buildings do you think has the most stories?
Oh, it's gotta be that one, bro. That's massive.
Nah, this one's even taller.
Oh, it's this one for sure.
No, it's this one.
No, that shit's library? Tiny.
Think about it.
Oh, the most stories.
how are you supposed to get clothes?
What are you talking about, bruh?
Okay, imagine you had no clothes, right? How are you supposed to get some clothes?
You go to the store and purchase that shit.
Bro, they're not about to let you buy some clothes while your meat's hanging out.
Nah, you just cop some clothes real fast. It's simple.
Bruh, a young kid walks by and it's wrapped.
So you guys both have the power to read minds?
Yep, yes,
that's
sir.
Right. Then if you both read each other's minds, whose mind are you reading?
Oh, I don't know. We could try.
All right, yeah, sure.
Hey, that was not me.
Yo, that was you for sure, dude.
Damn, bro. When you think about it, the hospital is the only building you leave without entering.
Damn.
And people are having the worst day of their life, the best day of their life, the last day of their life, and the first day of their life all in one building.
Damn.
Bro, I'm kind of scared down here.
What? Why?
Because I'm scared a shark's finna eat my ass.
Well, when you think about it, there's more people eating sharks in the world than sharks eating people.
Damn. That's actually really crazy to think about.
Fuck, yo, every single day, there's some random motherfucker out there who took the biggest shit for that day.
Yeah, he's in this room.
Bro, it's literally just you and me in the room.
Yo, this Taco Bell is bussin'.
So he incorrectly assumed his position.
You spelled that incorrectly.
But spelled what incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Yeah, but what's incorrect?
Incorrectly.
Wait, what?
Wait, guys. When you really think about it, the only time incorrectly isn't spelled incorrectly is when it's spelled incorrectly.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. You know, the number of people older than you never increases. It only gets smaller and smaller.
Damn.
What? It just got smaller.
Yo, pizza's here.
Shit, I got the munchies. I'm about to fuck this shit up.
Wait, I ordered a mushroom pizza. Why'd they give us cheese?
Hey, any pizza can be a mushroom pizza if you're patient enough.
Damn, I guess you're right.
At last. Damn, you know what I just realized?
What?
A pregnant woman swimming is pretty much a submarine.
Are you just always this high, bruh?
Yo, did you boys know your last name comes from what your ancestor used to do back in the day?
Oh shit, mine's Baker.
Yo, mine's Carpenter.
Oh, mine's Smith for blacksmith.
Well, what's yours, Johnny?
It's Donald.
Well, wait a minute. Your last name isn't Donald. It's hey, Dickinson.
Yo, guys, chill. Hey, I can explain.
Your alarm is really your theme song because it plays at the start of every episode.
Why the fuck are you in my house?
Yo, is Chain still mad over that chair?
Yeah, well, what does this dude have against chairs?
Why is it a chair?
Yo, why is there sidewalks in the movie Cars if there's no humans?
This dude won't shut up. Like, just watch the fucking movie, bro.
Damn, think about this. When a child is an asshole, the child gets a whooping. But when the parents are an asshole, the child gets another whooping.
Shit, tell me about it, bro.
Fuck. Bro, you've checked the fridge 15 times already. No good food's finna magically appear.
Damn. Now that I think about it, we don't keep checking the fridge for new food, but rather we keep checking to see if our standards have dropped low enough to eat the shit that's already in the fridge.
So we got Mercury, Venus, and then here's Earth.
Yeah, Chains, what do you want?
If Earth is the third planet from the sun, does that make every country a third world country?
You're high again. Just get the fuck out of my class.
And look at these sheep.
Sheep. You know how one of your teeth is called a tooth?
Yeah.
And one geese is called a goose.
Okay.
Then why isn't one sheep called a shoop?
Alright, Chains, I can't keep doing
Shoopity-doop.
This. We have to break
sheep
up.
Sheep shoop.
You know what I've been thinking?
Yeah, what's up?
Teenagers be whipping that shit like they're always running out of time. But old motherfuckers be driving like they got all the time in the world.
Like, look at this geezer.
Poor guy's practically decaying behind the wheel.
But he's taking his time like he's got any time to spare.
If I stab this cereal box, does that make me a serial killer? That one was straight ass. You gotta work on that
shit.
Right,
I'm gonna work on that one.
Yo, if you weigh 99 pounds and you eat a 1 pound burrito, does that make you 1% burrito?
Yo, that's crazy, because I literally just did that last night.
You guys wouldn't believe this, but your blood work came back, and it says you're 1% burrito.
Yo, picture this. Imagine if Ed Sheeran was working at a bread place, right? Would that make him the gingerbread man?
Your high is shit.
Alright, bro, I'm a dip.
Nah, don't leave me alone in this forest, bro.
Hey, when you really think about it, you're not scared to be alone in this forest. You're scared you're not alone in the forest. You feel me?
Yo, that's actually so true.
Bro, you know what? Low key, if you're dead broke, robbing a bank isn't even a bad idea. Bro, there's no way some hobo's about to pull off a bank heist. Nah, but just think about it. Whether you successfully rob the bank or not, either way, you get over 10 years of bills you don't gotta worry about.
Alright, fuck it. You got the strap?
Yup.
Yo, throw on your seatbelt really quick.
Nah.
What? Why not?
Well, you see, it increases my risk of dying from cancer. What are you talking about, bro? That shit makes no sense. Just let that sink in. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yo, what's up?
But still, that shit makes no sense.
No, but actually think about it.
Oh.
Hey, bro, you wanna hit?
Nah, I don't smoke. I'm scared that I'll get all paranoid and shit.
Hey, man, if you're paranoid that you're gonna get paranoid, you're having the side effect without even smoking.
It's your last bag.
Space isn't empty. It contains everything that exists. Hey, bro, you think this mirror's good? Nah, it's in used condition. What do you mean? Walmart doesn't sell used mirror. Oh, we're using it right now. Damn, I've been hitting this joint for way too long. I should probably pass it to the next person. You ever thought about how most of the sky is actually below our feet? No, it's right up there. Holy shit. Okay, guys, I'm gonna be your waiter for tonight. Just give me a second and I'll be right with you guys. We are the waiters.
Bro, what are you talking about?
No, think about it. If we're waiting for the waiter, then we are the waiters. Hey, nice belly button, bro.
Hey, thanks, man.
Your belly button is really your old mouth, by the way.
What the fuck?
Yo, is your thumb even a finger?
Fuck, man, I don't even know. It's kinda just a thumb.
So if your thumb isn't a finger, then there is no middle finger. Hold up. If you were the first person in the world to break 2 world records, then that would be a world record. So you'd be the first person to break 3 world records. But then that would make it 4 world records. And that would make it 5 world records. Holy shit. Then it would be 6 world records. Man, who the fuck named this shit a chair? Like, why a chair?
Hey, bro, I got you a milkshake.
Oh, thank you, man. Does a straw have one hole or two?
Obviously it's 2.
No, but what if it's like one long hole? What's the point of life? If you get a bigger bed, you have more bedroom, but you have less bedroom, you know, like bedroom, like. Can I get a ice cream cone? No, fuck you, the ice cream machine's broken. Man, that's not fair. Well, life isn't fair, buddy, so what do you want? But if life isn't fair to everyone, then isn't life just kinda fair? Like, I just don't get it, like, chair, why is it a chair? You know, it could've been like anything. So your nose grows every time you cap. Yeah, what about it? So what if you just said your nose is going to grow?
Well, that would be a lie, so then it would grow. Try it. My nose is going to grow. Yeah, I told you. But now that it grew, it's not a lie.
Whoa.
Bro, I'm way too baked right now. Here, eat an orange. It helps. Nah, hold up. Are oranges named oranges because they're orange? Or is orange called orange because oranges are orange? Just eat the fucking orange.
Boys, we got the pizza.
Let's
yes,
go.
Sir.
Why the fuck is the pizza box square? Like, if the pizza is circle and a slice is a triangle, yo, who the fuck invited this kid? Yo, can you pass the lighter really quick? Yeah, I got you. Wait. When you light your lighter gets lighter until your lighter is so light that your lighter won't light. Damn, that motherfucker's spitting right now. It just seems weird. Like, why the fuck is it a chair?
As a broke stick man like myself, I spent my fair share of time on the bus. And if you spend a long enough time on the bus, you will see some weird ass shit. I mean, I remember my first time getting on the bus by myself. I was feeling strong and independent. Next thing I know, a crackhead sits down beside me talking about,
"Yabba dabba doo. The world is ending and you're gonna die a painful and lonely death, buddy."
And just like that, I went from strong and independent to shitting my pants. Yeah, bro, the bus is just something else. Like, 1 in 10 people who enter the bus are straight gremlins, bro. I'm talking about the gremlins who know the perk is fake, but they still pop it. Now you just gotta sit next to this motherfucker for another 30 minutes while he tells you about the kids in his basement. But to be fair, these gremlins aren't even the worst part of the bus. The worst part of the bus is the energy. You walk in there and everyone just stops and looks at you like they're sizing you up or some shit. And you know who sizes you up the most? The fucking goddamn motherfucking bus driver, bro. These bus drivers are just eternally pissed off. Every time I would get off the bus, I would try and cheer bro up, but they're just like allergic to happiness or some shit. Hey, thank you. Have a great day, man.
Shut your ugly ass up, little boy.